William Gargan stars as Barry Craig, confidential investigator.
When the high cost of living gets your nanny, folks, walk that last mile with a guy whose only gripe is the high cost of dying.
The National Broadcasting Company presents William Gargan in another transcribed drama of mystery and adventure with America's number one detective, Barry Craig, confidential investigator.
Barry Craig speaking. Over the hot stove, Winters, while lubricating your tonsils with a hot toddy and wondering how long to spring, freelance operatives pass the time exactly the way barbers, ball players, and bookies pass the time. They talk shop. The toughest case you ever worked, the arch criminals you've met, and the pat alibis you've ripped to shreds. Men will be kids, and you pin a medal on yourself. The medal I always cop off comes when the bragging gets around to the most dough, the most loot at stake in a case. My topper is a modest $40 million. I got the case in the back row of a 40-cent movie house over on 3rd Avenue. A Miss Briggs came looking for me, with an usher behind her throwing a spotlight on me with his flash.
Mr. Craig.
A tall lady in stiff corsets who looked like somebody's loyal girl Friday, paging me.
Mr. Craig.
Sit down and enjoy a movie, Miss...
Briggs. Miss Briggs. I can't stay, thank you. You are Mr. Craig.
Red top, handsome though rugged, the outdoor look. Am I describing myself or flattering myself?
You're describing yourself, yes.
Then I'm Barry Craig, and that's for sure. Have some popcorn.
I must talk to you, but please, not here. In the lounge.
Gregory Peck will be awfully mad if I walk out on him.
Please, Mr. Craig, people are staring.
How did you corner me like this?
Jake, your elevator man, he said you were always here in the back row taking your afternoon nap when you weren't busy.
Jake, huh? Snake in my bosom. Remind me not to confide in him so much. In the lounge, Miss Briggs dropped the case in my lap.
This cablegram came to my office today.
Well, what's your office?
Branch Talbot, attorney at law. I'm Mr. Talbot's secretary.
Oh, you're only breaking in. Miss Briggs, hire a confidential operative to meet Clipper arriving tonight. Tangle Wild Airport. Check time. Talbot. What's the emergency?
My employer, Mr. Talbot, is returning from abroad, from Portugal, with a client, Floyd Spencer, Jr.
You pointed that up like I ought to know the name. Floyd Spencer, Jr., let me think. Oh, the neochromite heir, golden boy who inherits an industrial fortune.
Estimated at $40 million. The late Floyd Spencer, Sr. was very rich.
You're forcing me to agree. I'm vague on the background. I've got a block against heirs. All I was left was a shaving mug and a second-hand toothbrush.
The Floyd Spencers separated more than 15 years ago when the boy was six. Mrs. Spencer lived abroad in Portugal as a voluntary expatriate. The boy was reared and educated there.
And now with Spencer Sr. dead, she's coming home with Sonny Boy.
No. Mrs. Spencer died in Portugal some weeks ago. The boy is coming home. I mean the young man. My employer, Mr. Talbot, has been the Spencer family attorney for a very long time.
The Spencer family's now dwindled down to Floyd Jr.?
And an uncle, Uncle Stanley, the late Mr. Spencer's brother.
Why am I being hired?
Well, Mr. Talbot is worried. There were two incidents in Portugal.
Clarify, please.
Accidents involving Floyd Jr.
Accidents on purpose? Is that why Talbot's worried?
I believe so, yes. The estate, the size of the fortune, and young Spencer's long estrangement from his deceased